بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. The next topic is the matter related to الاستثناء في اليمين. الاستثناء في اليمين. Exceptions in the oaths and their types. The first one is الاستثناء بالمشيئة. To make an exception by المشيئة. مشيئة meaning to say إن شاء الله. If Allah wills. So in this case he makes an oath but makes it exception by saying إن شاء الله. If Allah wills. So if a person says إن شاء الله with his oath, this is known as exception. And the scholars, as related by Ibn Qudama rahimahullah, are unanimous on calling this an exception. And whenever the person who makes the oath and makes the exception in this case, then if he does not fulfill his oath, then if he breaks it, there is no expiation. Now that the oath is not binding in this case. So if he says in his oath, inshallah, and then he makes the oath, and if he doesn't do what he had made the oath upon, or to do or not to do, so if he doesn't either way, if he doesn't do or he did not abandon what he intended to abandon by his oath, then there is no expiation on him, and this is not considered the breaking and the oath. Now what is the evidence for this? What is the evidence for this? We find an evidence in the Quran, in Surah Al-Kahf, 1869. قال الله تعالى about موسى عليه السلام: ستجدني إن شاء الله صابرا ولا أعصي لك أمرا. موسى said to Al-Khidr, if Allah wills, you will find me patient. I will not disobey you in aught. Now, if Musa did not make this exception, then he would have been what? He wouldn't have been fulfilling the promise. Yeah. Yes. Also from the Sunnah, the Hadith. Hadith of Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with both of them, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man halafa ala yamin, yani Musa alayhi salam, if he didn't make the exception, then he would not be fulfilling the promise. In the Hadith of Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever makes an oath upon something and says inshallah, if Allah wills, then in this case فَقَدْ اسْتَثْنَى, he came up with the exception, فَلَا حَنَثَ عَلَيْهِ, there is no breaking of his oath if he does not fulfill it, and is therefore there is no expiation. Also the same in the Hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, من حلف فقال إن شاء الله لم يحنث. If one says إن شاء الله after making the whoever makes an oath and says إن شاء الله, then he does not, if لم يحنث, if he does not fulfill it, then he is not considered to be someone who broke his oath. No. Also we know from the Hadith of Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه, in the story of Sulaiman عليه السلام. The story of Sulaiman, alayhi salam. Anyone remembers the story of Sulaiman? When he said, I will... Anyone remembers? Yes, when he said that he will sleep with all of his wives, 90, and each one of them will, in one night, and each one of them will give birth to a child, a boy, who would fight in the cause of Allah, and 90. So his companion said, and meaning the king, قُلْ inshaAllah, he advised him to say, inshaAllah, and he forgot. And so after he slept with his wives, none of them gave birth to a complete boy, but except half one, except for one who gave birth to half one. And also Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, in narrating this, if he would have said inshaAllah, then in this case he would not be breaking his oath, and that would have been sufficient for him to attain his need. And in one point he said that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لو استثنى لم يحنث, if he had made the exception, then he would not be breaking his oath. Also, in the hadith of Abi Musa, which we discussed earlier in the beginning, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inni wallah, insha'Allah, la ahlif, la ahlifu ala yaminin, fa'ara ghayra khayran minha illa kaffartu an yamini wa ataytu alladhi huwa khayr." In me, I am, and by Allah, insha'Allah, I don't make an oath and see that which is better than it, except that I expiate my oath and do that which is better. These are evidences from the Quran and Sunnah on the exception by insha'Allah. What about if he makes an exception by other than the mashi'ah, other than saying inshallah? And the form of this is to say, for example, wallahi la'aqra'anna hadha al-kitab, by Allah I will read this book except 5 pages of it. This is permissible by agreement. And Imam al-Qurtubi rahimahullah said, the exception raises the oath by Allah Ta'ala, and it is a permit from Allah, and there is no difference regarding this matter. There are conditions, however, for the exceptions, which we will discuss inshallah tomorrow. Wallahu Ta'ala a'la wa a'lam, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama taslima kathira.